Today we are going to hear the second installment of the very long story of Rabbi Yosef de Lerino. In our previous year, we told over how he was warned by Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai and his son Elazar to stop while he's ahead. He was warned by Eliyahu HaNavi himself to stop while he's ahead. But he plunged forward, and Eliyahu HaNavi gave him the special shame in which he can call down from the greatest malachim. But in order to do that, he had to do certain kavonos and tfilos and separation. It was a whole avodah just to be able to call down this great malach. So today we are going to see what happens when they attempt to call this malach. Eliyahu HaNavi goes on his way, and the Talmidim had to decide, are they going to continue on their journey despite all odds against them? And sure enough, they said, that's it. Not only are we not going to allow these, not threats, but these warnings to stop us, we're going to use these warnings to strengthen ourselves. And they added in their Kedusha, and they followed exactly what Eliyahu HaNavi told them. They did not stop learning for a moment. They did not think about Olam Hazeh, no Machshava Zoris, totally focused 24-7 on bringing the Geula. And they pretty much lost their whole Tam in Olam Hazeh. They became like Mufshotim. They were completely focused on their Avodah. After the days that Eliyahu HaNavi told them that they have to do their own Avodah, for 21 days and then the 3 days afterwards, it came time for Mincha. That Mincha was a very special Mincha. They davened mincha in tefillin, talis and tefillin. They covered their heads. They said aneinu. They said the Eibishter Shem HaMefoirosh. And then they started doing nefilas apayim, tachnon, falling on their faces, crying, beseeching the Eibishter for tshuva, for tachanunim. And right afterwards, they screamed out together, Aneinu Aleikei HaMerkava Aneinu. Answer us, the Eibishter of the great chariot of the spiritual Malochim and Dargis. The Eibishter should answer them. And they said over the Kavona that Eliyahu HaNavi told them that they should say with the Posik, Srofim Oimdi Mimaloi. And then they waited. And what happens next shocked them. The Shemayim opened, and all of a sudden they saw a flash of fire. A fiery horse and a fiery chariot descended from Shemayim with angels, soldiers all around this chariot. That itself was able to spook somebody out and have them lose their minds and have kalois hanefesh. And sure enough, they got knocked out. They couldn't see. They were like, it was so intense, such a spiritual experience. Mamish, the Merkava, Yoina, this big malach, he comes flying down, and it stops, and they hear a big sound, a voice coming out of the Merkava. And the voice says, Malecha ben Adam, what does a lowly human, a man of worms and flesh, what chutzpah do you have to call me here? You're talking to one of the elite malachim, and the regular people, human beings, are bringing them down. And he said, if I were you, I would tell you to go home, because in any moment I can burn you up with my fire. And basically, get lost, goodbye. Let's finish it right here, right now. By now they were had no koyach. They hadn't eaten in 3 days. They've been emotionally, spiritually exhausted. The malachim are coming from Shemayim, this great chariot of fire. And Rabbi Yosef, whatever the last ounce of strength he has, he says, Adoini malach alaikim, my master the malach. I have no koyach to speak and I don't have the chutzpah to speak. I am mamish on my last breath. I have no koyach left. I'm done. But I have a request. Give me some koyach and allow me to talk and present my case. So the malach said, okay. Gave him koyach, calmed down the whole tzitter, and gave him like a tap, which gave him energy, woke him up, and he begins pleading his case and telling the malach how he only wants to be Moiser Nefesh for Kedusha, to bring Moshiach. He has no ulterior motives, it's totally the Shem Shemayim. He understands how difficult the mission is, but he's ready to do it anyways, and he needs the help of this malach in order to break through the klipa. So the malach listens to him, and the malach answers him something that he didn't want to hear. The malach tells him 2 things. First of all, I think you should stop right here. You're a good man. The going's been good, but now it's good to get going. It's time to stop right here, and the next step is beyond your koyach, because he says, I can't even help you. If you really, really want help to know where the klipa is, where the sitra achra is, and what you can do to break through, you need to get my boss. You know, you ever go to the calls and the one manager leads you to the next manager, to the next manager. So Eliyahu Navi sent him to this malach, and this malach says, this is nothing. Whatever you saw just now, it's nothing. I'm like a low malach compared to the malach that you really have to talk to. And if you couldn't even survive, you mamash on your last breath, when I came to visit you, when my boss comes, you have no chance. So you give it up right here, right now. And he tells him, Rabbi Yosef, the Halakha Tzaddik tells him, I've come this far, I'm all in. You tell me what I need to do. If I don't survive, I don't survive. V'kasher avadati, avadati. But I want you to tell me what I need to do. So he says, in order to get me down here, you had to pretty much fast for 21 days. For my boss to come, you pretty much have to fast, basically only eat minimal and only survive on psamim for 40 days. 40 days, no machshav zoris, no eating. Mamish, because if you mess up and you try to get hold of this malach and you don't do it right, you're finished, you're over. He says, I'm advising you to stop. I'm begging you to stop. I'm beseeching you to stop. But if you manage to actually go to the next step, halavai, schor chorav mo'oid, you'll get tremendous schar, umi yochol lamad b'mechitzosecha, and who could stand in your presence? You'd be the greatest person to bring the geula lepoel, halavai, but it's not going to happen. So he tells him like this, I know that I am a low human. I'm not as great as the greatest tzaddikim that lived before me. But I also know that my heart is pure. And I was ready and I committed myself to be Moiser Nefesh, to bring Moshiach. The Golos Hashchina and the Chilul Hashem, which comes from the Yidden being in Golos, is too much for my heart to bear. I can't stand another moment in this golus. And therefore, I survived until now. Everyone said I would never make it till here. Survived until now, ready to go to the next step. You know, sometimes you have these games, there are levels. Like, you get it now, you can take the money now, or you're ready to go to the next level. Are you ready to get out now and you're good? Get your prize? Or you're ready to risk it and go to the next level? He is only settling for the top level. So he tells this Malach, if I have to meet your boss, I'm ready to do it. You just tell me what to do. Again, he tells him the 40 days. And after 40 days, you have to mention the special name Ab. You know, there's four dargis in the Eibishter, Yudke Vavke, Ab, Sag, Ma, and Ban. Those that are familiar with some of these Kabbalistic formulas. The Shem Ab is the highest level, 72 letters, 72. And you'll mention the Shem Ab with all the different kavanis. You're going to daven that you should have even the koyach to even survive meeting the malach. Forget about what he's going to tell you, but if you can even survive meeting him, for that itself you need a special tefillah. And you're going to need a tremendous amount of chutzpah, even if you survive, to actually speak in his presence. Because you're dealing with the malach of malachim. And these two malachim, they could actually show you where the klipa, the sitra achra is, and what is needs to be done. And with that, the chariot returns back to Shamayim, and the whole time, the other talmidim, they couldn't even pick their heads up. They were on the floor, they didn't get the koyach, they were wiped, exhausted. The Merkava leaves, and they're like dead on the floor. And Rabbi Yosef turns to them and he says, are you still with me? Or do you boys want to stop right here? And they said, Rebbe, we are with you.